If you change your mind,
take a chance.
I'm the first in line.
Take a chance,
honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance
on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone.
Carve another notch in your bedpost. You've done it. You've made time in your week for us. My brother and me. This is an advice show for the modern era. I am Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy. I'm Griffin McElroy.
And this has been my brother, and me. The end.
No, it's
Have a great week. It's the beginning. Don't worry about it.
Can we address...
Okay.
Just right from the get.
I'm addressing it.
We fucked up.
Take it head on. Fucked up.
We fucked up.
We done fucked up.
We done fucked up.
We done y'all wrong. This show is like 2 weeks old. It's like a 2 week old infant. And we went ahead and we done skipped a week.
Done skipped a week.
Can we assign blame?
Memorial Day. What's up?
So we're blaming Memorial Day for our malfeasance.
Yep.
Memorial Day caused us to forget.
Yeah, we forgot to make the show for you.
Right.
I'm eternally sorry.
I want to apologize, because I expected, like, we skip a week, and then all the love falls out the bottom, and we lose all the love. But I did a Twitter search for the title of our show yesterday, as I am wont to do. And still just a lot of people support, a lot of questions, not a lot of anger, mostly just sorrow. And I want to apologize firsthand.
A deep hunger was the theme.
I want to personally deeply apologize to Little Badkins. He's a waifish young lad who lives on the streets.
He was heartbroken.
He was. It hurt. I'm so sorry, Badkins. We'll send you new matchsticks.
Can we just say, make it official, episode 008 right now, official decree, we will never miss another week ever again.
Until we die.
And even then, we'll get two more shows out.
Yep. Ghosts. Ghost shows.
Ghost shows.
Here's our first question. Comes to us from Formspring questions are anonymous. If you want to send a question to us, listen to the end of the show, and we'll tell you how. I've been seeing this girl lately, and every time we have plans to hang out, she bails on me. If we don't make plans, and I tell her I'm just going to show up, she's cool with it. Is this a case of plans are meant to be broken, or is it something more? Oh, my friend.
I didn't know that was
a thing.
That's not an idiom.
No, dude, plans are meant to be broken. No, actually, that's kind of counterintuitive to what a plan is.
But yeah, they're actually meant to people do things, if plans.
What's the difference between making plans and telling you you're going to show up? Is that not a plan? Is that not
a
thing?
It seems like an awfully narrow distinction.
I think it seems like if you and I... What it sounds like to me is you and I should go somewhere. Okay, cool. I'm not going to do that. Okay, well, I'm going to be at a place. Are you going to be at that same place? We'll see. Like, I think maybe she just is not necessarily into this relationship right now. I think,
or maybe she just loves scavenger hunts. Have we considered that?
Maybe. Maybe she likes to pretend it's serendipitous that the two of you have ended up in the
same
locale.
She doesn't want to meet you. She wants to find you.
And a lot of the times we try to tell ourselves with stuff like that, like, well, maybe she's just the type of person that breaks plans and she's all willy-nilly and crazy and out. No, she just doesn't want to hang out with you.
She is the type of person. She's the type of person that doesn't particularly care for you so much anymore.
Hey,
but
guys.
Hey,
but
yeah.
Hey. Plans are meant to be broken.
Hey, they are. It's a fact. Hey, guys, my GF, I'm a different person now. GF is always wanting to go out to dinner, but she expects me to romantically choose where to eat and pay, except despite the fact that she pretty much always eats steak, no matter where we go. Also, money is tight. Should I cave to her demands? My suggestion, plan on a really fancy dinner and tell her about it, and then don't go. And she'll look at you like, what? And you'll be like, plans are meant to be broken.
Can I just say how much I love the concept of romantically choosing where to eat dinner? Like...
Baby girl.
I've been thinking about
this is
it
the
for
thing.
A
girls
long
want,
time, but I think Golden Corral.
Golden Corral, girl. You want to get some of them hot buttery rolls?
Sensual rolls.
No, she wants. She wants you to be in charge, like a man. Say, this is where we're going tonight, Stako. Also start calling your GF Stako. She'll love it.
Yeah,
and also might be the best advice you've ever given. Steak everywhere you go. What's the matter with her? It's not healthy.
Take her to a vegan restaurant and see if her head implodes.
Next time she buy steak, just cough and be like, "Please choose another option." Cough.
Please choose the chicken.
She'll have the chicken.
Are you dating a caveman? Maybe.
Maybe you should romantically
or a feral wolf.
Maybe you should romantically order for her. She'll have the chicken. Thank you, Garcon.
As dry as possible, please.
Another Formspring question. Does my best man have to be a man? My closest confidants are all female, and I have just casual, mostly uncaring relationships with the majority of guys in my life.
His closest what?
Confidants.
Okay.
That's how they say it in France. I don't know. That's awfully progressive.
I don't have a problem with it one bit.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, I have a lot of female friends.
Right, but we'll never have to deal with this because we've already agreed that we're going to be each other's best men. Like,
this is correct.
We've signed that blood pact. I forget how it breaks down.
I'm Justin's. Justin's yours. Yours mine.
All right. Mm-hmm. What if Steve Gutenberg rolls up the day of my wedding? Is like, hey, I've got 2 hours to kill. Could I do it?
That's fine.
Would you understand, Justin? You wouldn't.
What it for the Goots?
Yeah, when the Goots in there.
The only thing I would wish is that we could be co-best men, and I could go to Things Remembered and have a co-best men necklace made that would be broken into two parts with two separate chains.
So it would be like a dead hooker or a dead stripper, and one of you would get one part and one of you get the other. When you link it up, it shows
that you were co-best men, right?
I just realized.
Also, I want to kill a hooker with Steve Gutenberg.
Once again, we've created the greatest movie idea ever. The new Steve Gutenberg vehicle, Code Best Men.
That sounds like an Adam Sandler movie.
It's Steve Gutenberg and Dave Coulier.
Kevin James and Adam Sandler in Code Best Men.
Hey, guys.
You can do it.
Can we give this guy some real advice?
Yeah.
I think it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
But make her wear a tux.
Hey, can I say this? It's your wedding, so tell everybody to eat a big one.
Yeah. In this scenario, would you have to refer to her as best man still?
I would say best woman.
Really? I think I would still go with best man. I was kidding about the tux, but I think...
Talk to your fiance first.
Yeah.
Gender switching is not that... Sydney had guys in her party, but they weren't bridesmaids. They were bridesmen.
Mm-hmm. Can you have groomsmaids?
I had to walk down the aisle with one of them.
It may be best maid. I don't know.
Yeah.
Best lady. You should probably marry your best lady.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Actually, you have to realize that's what's going to happen. Day of the wedding, right before you get cold feet, and then your lady friend, confesses her.
You know what? Your wife might have a problem with that.
That's what I'm saying. Talk to your fiance first.
My official advice is, I don't know.
Is your best woman going to be Jennifer Lopez? Because if so, you're definitely going to switch over at the last second.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I have this problem. Every time I talk to some stranger on the phone, they mistake me for a woman. What can I do in the future to prevent this? I don't drink whiskey or smoke, so forget about that. Oh, well. Are you 12 that you don't drink whiskey or smoke? Maybe pick up one of those, and we'll meet you halfway.
Could I suggest either saying your name? But what if your name is Aaron, double A Aaron, and that doesn't help the matter at all? So to cut any confusion, I would say just call a person up, and they say hello, and you say, "Hi, this is Aaron, man. Can we... Hi, this is Aaron, I'm a fella, and let's keep going.
I'm known dude, Aaron."
My name's Aaron. Got a wiener. Can we talk?
My suggestion would obviously be to talk like Christian Bale from the Batman movies, no matter what the...
You reach Aaron's residence. I'm interested in checking. I want to check my long-distance minutes. I'm going to wear an hockey pass.
or just go with
it. How about robot voice?
Because that's not your problem if they think you're a woman. Mm-hmm. That's their problem and in their embarrassment when they realize the faux pas they've made. That's a power play, dude.
Some people are pay big money to live life as a woman. You're getting a little taste of it for free.
If you could do, you could leverage that if you were in the telemarketing industry. Leverage it in the sense that I think female telemarketers probably are more successful than dudes because they can call up lonely dudes and you know, get a foot in the door.
Telemarketresses? Mm-hmm.
Telemarketrinas.
Telemarketrinas.
I believe they're called just go with it.
I've known a girl for a while, and since I got back from college for summer, we've been hanging out a lot. But I'm not sure if I can make it a relationship because we go to school 100 miles apart. Advice.
100 miles ain't nothing.
100 miles is a pretty long distance, actually.
No, it's like 2 hours. Something?
Yeah.
I say don't date a girl who lives farther away from you than you can throw something.
I was going to say that you could walk to, but that's probably better.
Could you throw, in a pinch, I could throw a shot put 100 to 150 yards. That's why my wife lives with me in my house.
How far do you think you could throw a baseball?
Yeah.
About 5 feet.
Probably 50. You could do 50, that, 50 feet.
You think you could clear it from the mound?
I'd get a presidential pitch. Oh, yeah. I'd get it at home plate.
I'd do it like rookie of the year, and they'd like hire me on and funky butt loving.
Funky butt loving.
Funky butt loving.
Rowan Gardner.
What?
Here's my advice.
Would you give him the high stinky cheddar?
Would
you
say? Indeed, I would. This young person has already answered their own question. You don't think you can make it a relationship. Guess what? You're not gonna. You would know.
No, he's unsure if
he would know. That's why he contacted 100 miles isn't us. Like a cross-country trip. If 2 hours isn't worth it to you, then I think you've already answered your own question.
Real life is going to work really hard in every relationship to try to tear it down. If you're not sold on it from the jump, it's not going to pan out. If she's the one, you wouldn't be asking us this question. If you were sure about it, you wouldn't interest us. The reality of a long-distance relationship is way harder than you think it would be. 100 miles apart, you know where I live 100 miles from? Fucking Kings Island. I don't get there up there as much.
That's true, and you love Kings Island. That's a relationship you want to make work.
I love the Viking Fury. I want to make that relationship work with her. It's a beautiful boat.
Let's do one from Yahoo. This one comes from Chris D. Chris D says...
Chris R?
Not Chris R, Chris D.
Look at your money.
Please help. Where should we make out? Well, me and my girlfriend are both going into 9th grade. We're both 14, and she wants to make out. Where should we make out? And this is my first make out, so any tips would be great. Thanks.
On the mouth.
I heard during a movie in the theaters, but I don't know. Any places would be great. Thanks. Easy 10 points.
I think if any places are great, you should stop worrying about it so much.
No, dude, you can't. Has it been so long since you went into 9th grade and were about to have your first makeout sesh that you can't recall the mortal terror that is involved with finding a locale for this to go down?
Oh my God, this is hard. Now it's suddenly hard.
Yeah, because I can recall exactly, and I also recall the unorthodox solution that I came up with.
Oh, Christ. Come on.
It was in Ritter Park.
Okay.
Which is a park that was a few blocks from my house in our hometown of Huntington, West Virginia. And there's a little stone circle of benches that's kind of hidden beneath the shady trees. But I think that circle was constructed as a monument to AIDS things.
Yes, it's the AIDS circle.
Which is probably, I don't know.
Romantic.
Disrespectful. Maybe not romantic. Maybe not the most romantic thing I've ever done in my life. But you have to get your makeout on, and you have to do it in a place where your folks won't catch you.
Did you wrap it up?
Oh.
Because that would have been disrespectful.
Definitely. I played it smart, even at 14.
I find dens.
Yeah.
Dens and basements.
Dens and basements are awesome.
Friends' tree houses.
parents can't stay up forever, dog. They're old. They're old. I'm almost parent age. Trust me. We can't stay up that long. You'll outlast them.
I don't think I've... I never, ever, ever got fresh in a movie. Cause
if, if I see you making out a movie, I'm going to fucking smack you.
Yeah,
it's the least classy place.
If you're going to do it, sit in the back and, like, don't... Because people paid so much money to go to that movie, they don't need to hear your smacking and...
But
and,
it's in 3D!
Yeah, here's the thing, dude. Right now you're paying...
Those kids are so close!
You're paying $12 to get into a movie, $15. Don't waste that money making out. Watch the damn movie. That's $15.
You're halfway to a cheap hourly motel.
Yeah.
Unless the movie's really bad and you can add some humor to it, like, you know, like, Train My Dragon. If you're in the middle of
theater, there are people like me that will sit uncomfortably close to you so that you are not able to do that.
On the note that I just brought up, I wouldn't do it in like a kid's movie. Don't go to like a G-rated movie. And then
some of us have made out during Toy Story 2. Yeah. It was creep.
Flubber. Dear podcast. Okay. Kind of inhuman, but whatever. Last night I went to my friend's 21st birthday party when suddenly his girlfriend, who was very drunk, told me she had feelings for me. I don't feel the same about her. So my question is, how do I, or even do I, tell my friend? Okay, hold on. You're at your friend's birthday party. His lady tells you she has feelings for you. You don't have feelings for you. I guess what you got, buddy? You got a little something I like to call a non-problem.
Yep. Yeah.
You do not have an issue that you need to address.
Here's the important little segment there. She was very drunk.
Doesn't matter.
I say things.
It surfaced, guys.
I say things you wouldn't believe.
It's astonishing how many questions we get where my answer is just pack up and move away and never talk to anyone involved in the scenario again. Because that's literally the only solution I have for this. Maybe that's why I've been such a globetrotter these past few years. I just...
you keep messing up social situations and you gotta move.
Well, this is... in my mind, this is unfixable and you have to get out.
It's called
there.
A global reset.
You can either stick around, don't say anything, and then have it be awkward forever, or you can tell your friend and he'll get mad at you and...
Yeah.
And, you know...
Here's what I do. Here's what I do if I was you. Don't say anything... But whenever you're, but frequently ask your friend how his relationship's going, and then when he answers, you say, "Oh yeah, cool."
Oh really?
I guess.
Oh,
really? Could I suggest a honeypot scenario where you tell the friend, and then if he doesn't believe you, be like, "No, check it out," and then you get the friend drunk. That's exploitative, but you. You know,
going to suggest a baiting situation.
Yes,
right?
Get her to confess those feelings again. Yeah,
I like that.
Like you're wearing a wire, or your friend is like hidden in the closet.
And ask her about the new package. Ask her, and ask her where Omar is.
I assume that's a joke that you get that we don't because we haven't watched The Wire.
Yeah.
You need to talk to your friend's girlfriend. Is what you need to do.
No, you don't need to tell. Oh shit! People don't want to hear about things. They don't want to talk about.
Your two options are honeypot or move the fuck away.
You gotta change your name, or you honeypot. Change your name. I'm gonna switch these Gmail questions because these people have their names on them.
Yeah.
Ender. Oh, man,
I know, right?
Ender writes. Tons of people I went to high school with are already about to get married or are married, and I've only been out of high school for 2 years. What am I missing here?
Nothing,
a girlfriend.
Yeah, let me throw in a little side note here. This email comes to us from Utah. I don't know if that changes your outlook on this, but it does for me.
So they people get married like 6 years earlier than probably the median age in the nation. Uh-huh. I think that's a fair figure.
What you're missing is a partner to go through life with, and you are going to die alone.
No.
Ender, you're not missing anything, dude. You're 20 years old. You're kicking it, living at large in Utah.
Yeah. Going to jazz
listening
games.
Jazz games and...
listening to jazz and going to jazz basketball games?
Yes.
Just jazzing in general?
You need to stop all that jazz and get yourself a girlfriend.
I don't... It depends. Are you going to college? Well, he didn't say he's going to college. He said he's been out of high school for 2 years. Just pair up quick, because your options are dwindling every day.
I'm probably the only person from Huntington who's not married, and I'm so fucking lonely all the time, Ender. Do it. Just find someone, anyone.
You know, one of my friends once told me, who was married, he said, you know, marriage isn't a goal. Marriage isn't something you work towards. It's something that happens. So
it is a goal in the sense that if you don't cross it by the time you die, then you failed at life.
Yes.
And everything you did before
whatever,
that was.
Whatever. It's a goal in that if you don't cross it by the time you're 30, you're done. Yeah. Turns out. Speed it up, Ender. Matt writes to us from Gmail. He says, myself and my friend and my brother and me recently... that's not true. Just myself and my friend. Myself and my friend recently went for the same job, and he got it ahead of me. Do you have any advice for how to deal with this?
Keep your mouth shut, Matt.
Move to a different town.
Just move away, dude. No, I mean, that sucks. That sucks pretty royally, but you got to ask yourself, what would he do if the scenario was switched? And it sounds like he's a really good friend, and that he wouldn't cause a big stink about it. I think any situation, even if he would do that, you got to be the bigger man.
And if he's really your friend, you got to be happy for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's... at the end of the day, what is more important, the job that you went for and the friendship with this kid?
Well, the job, probably. It sounds like a great gig with a nice big salary and lots of benefits, but...
and also, Matt, he's probably more qualified than you. He probably got it based on merit. He deserves it. He earned it. What did you do?
Wow.
There'll be more jobs, Matt. Can we give Matt an internship at MBMB Industries?
Matt is the first intern of MBMBAM Industries.
What's he going to do?
He's going to promote the show.
Pool. Ooh. Like it. Is it paid? So,
he's going to sell tribes into white slavery.
Can we scrounge some money together to give this guy a salary, do you think?
If I get any money, I'm going to spend it on a Facebook ad for our show.
This is correct.
Yeah, that's true. 6x9.
Okay.
Who's a known Gmail user, asks, I've recently moved to the States from Australia, and I'd like to find a low-calorie beer to drink. I have no problem sampling from your wide selection of microbrews on occasion, but I'd really like a nice beer to drink regularly, and I don't need the extra calories. I'm looking for a taste sensation, but something that tastes better than brackish water would be nice. Any suggestions?
PBR.
No.
Yes, PBR. That's God's beer.
Get off the podcast. Get off the podcast, you fucking
I mean, you
hipster.
Can't go wrong with an MGD 64.
How about I slap both of you two in the mouth?
That's the only low-calorie beer. I mean...
no. Okay. Let me hip you guys, because you're like children. You're like an infant tickling yourself with a razor.
What?
Number one...
Wait, what?
Is you're an infant tickling yourself with a razor? The best low-calorie beer is Guinness, which clocks in at 125 calories per bottle.
High
but
calorie.
Guinness,
that's not...
that's
comparatively
so many calories.
High calorie.
The idea that beer has calories in it is astonishing to me. I don't know why I've never been able... like, if you drink too much beer, you get fat. Like, my brain has never been able to... It's a liquid that's not... it's not a food.
Have you tried a...
I understand, like,
have
a milkshake.
Pork chunk ale?
Is that real? I don't even know. I would say that your top three... I think Guinness is good.
Mm-hmm.
Right after that, I think the two best light beers you can get are Sam Adams Light and Yingling Light.
So if it has light on it, then that means
you would be surprised. I would actually check calorie comparisons, because you know, a lot of those light beers are not, like I said, they're not as low calorie as a Guinness or something like that. Guinness is low in calories.
I tell you what I had a lot of when I was up Chi-Town. Leinenkugel Summer Shandy.
That's good stuff.
Is that light? But would you say that that's a lightish?
I would say that's probably just ripping with calories.
It felt airy in my mouth when I drank
it.
Yeah, it had kind of an airy quality to it. I would say go with that. And don't worry about the calories. Because you deserve it, girl.
You're worth it, girl. 130 calories per bottle.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Not terrible. But that... Also, Jack and Diet Coke.
Yep.
Bazing. Yeah, I saved you a bunch of calories. Dominic Says, I'm trying to be more outgoing and looking for more venues to meet people and possible relationships. Would church groups be a good start? Even though I'm not particularly churchy, or do you have any other suggestions? Okay, Dominic, that won't be a great conversation starter.
Hey, what's going on, Mallory? No, I'm not particularly churchy, but
I'm not. Want to go out sometime? This is apparently working for you.
I think so. I made a lot of good connections in church, my old church. I actually went out to dinner last night with old Alex White.
Yeah, good people.
I don't know if he's thinking about like love relationships. I think maybe he's just talking about friendships. And if that's the way to go, then.
Now, if you're looking for somebody who's going to give up to pussy.
God. Well, there it is.
You can do better.
Speaking
Justin
of
broke himself,
give it up.
Speaking of,
you're not married to JC. You're gonna be mine. You're mine tonight.
Speaking of not particularly churchy, this Yahoo Answers question comes to us from Dick. Oh man, Dick asks,
"What
if there is no oxygen in space? Then how does the sun burn?" Answer that, atheists. Christians 1, atheists 0.
What a sick burn. He's got you there.
Game over.
Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. I don't have an answer for that.
I know you don't.
Hey, do you guys see what Dick said? Fuck, we're all ruined.
There are, like, 300 theology professors across the country who just like exploded.
Yeah, they're like, oh wait a minute, Dick just solved it for all of us.
Everyone knows that the sun burns because the devil lives inside.
Yep, the devil lives in the sun. Duh. What's up?
Done.
It's your first night at the rodeo, apparently.
I have to thank. I did a little bit of crowdsourcing. That question was actually sent to me by Godly. Is the person's name who sent that to me. So thanks, Godly. Shout outs. Mad props.
Much love.
Okay.
I've been having problems with expressing my anger, says Sean from Gmail. And I was wondering if you could help. I'm a 17-year-old New Zealander, and over here, any showing of anger to anyone will often result in a physical fight. I have the problem that I seem to either bottle it up, I've been meditating lately, and it seems to help a little in thinking about things, or completely fly off the handle and hurt people badly. I was wondering if you guys could help.
Hey, Sean.
Hey. Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Sean, cool. you're talking to three guys who are raised Baptist. If you're looking for guys here to tell you to not bottle it up, you've come to the wrong podcast.
Keep it inside. Bottle that shit.
Keep it inside you.
Oh, cork it till your bottle breaks, and then you get a bigger bottle.
I don't know. I can't. I think the last time I got angry was when I was making a left turn onto the interstate, and someone behind me was upset by the fact that I was making a left turn, so they passed me and gave me the finger, and I just wanted to get out of my car and just hurt them. I'm so bad at it, see?
Yeah.
Would you rather be Sean, the guy who expresses his feeling in a healthy way, or Sean, the guy who at any second could fucking flip and fight somebody?
I kind of like the last Sean.
Yeah, I like that.
I kind of like
the
last Sean. Yeah, right?
That Sean's cool. That Sean's crazy. Cool. Like,
Sean's crazy.
Nobody knows what the fuck Sean's about to do.
What's Sean doing now?
Somebody
no spills
Sean's drink and everybody stops, just looks at Sean real slow, and maybe this time Sean laughs it off, but next time, fucking
Sean is basically a human version of Kerplunk.
Yeah.
Only the marbles are his rage, and every time you scuff his pumas, you're pulling a stick out.
Yeah. And once you step on that puma at the wrong time, you're sunk.
Also, Sean, in real advice, you're 17, dude. You're a wash of hormones and emotion.
Yeah.
Completely normal. You will calm down as you get older. Meditation's the best way to go. Just think about everything. Someone scuffing your pumas, not a time to pull the stick out.
No, he's 17, if you don't let that anger out, then you'll get really bad acne.
That's right.
That's how it works. You gotta get those hormones, you gotta work them out of your
little
body.
Anger volcanoes.
I actually saw a dermatologist when I was 17. I had really bad skin. She said, "You got lots of anger volcanoes on your face." Thanks,
What's
Sean? Do don't hurt anybody. Go on.
Don't hurt anybody, Sean. Everybody don't follow our advice ever. Cody, have you guys heard about Cody from Gmail? Where he's going next weekend?
No. What's his?
He's taking a trip up with his family up to Canada.
Oh, Canada! I like it up there.
Homeland of Raffy. Now here's my predicament.
I miss
Raffy. I love to drink, and I'm 19 years old, which means I can drink in Canada.
Yeah.
However, my mom hates that I drink. How can I get shit faced in Canada without my mother getting upset? Cody, I have great news for you. This is a wonderful time to start practicing the art of flaskmanship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She don't need to know anything. She turns away for 8 seconds. You got that flask out, you pound it, you're done. I would say also that it sounds like laws aren't keeping you from drinking so much in the U.S. of A. So what's the concern?
Here's a little phrase you can get used to using. Ain't no law in it.
Between our laws and statutes and mama law.
Mama law.
I think he might be afraid of transgressing on mama laws, which I understand. Maybe.
But what he's saying is the reason he's excited about drinking is because it's legal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What I'm saying is it doesn't seem to be slowing him down.
Although I'm sure the beer in Canada is so dope.
Cody, pretty dope. Why do you need to get shit-faced, as you put it? Can you not just have a beer or two?
Do you have do you have an eye-opener, Cody? Do you ever have an eye-opener? Do you ever drink alone?
Again,
when you say your mom has a problem with it, do you mean she keeps having interventions for you? Because that's a different thing altogether.
I've got a Canada fetish, so I imagine everything is cooler in Canada. Maybe getting drunk in Canada is, like, the sweetest thing ever. Like, maybe a Mountie sees you on the street, and instead of arresting you, like, he gets off his horse and is like, "Hey, go ahead. Just take one around the block."
Winnie!
Maybe fucked up and eating poutine is, like, you know, a religious experience.
Joel writes to us from Gmail. He says, "I'm in a bit of a predicament. I recently moved to a new town, and I only know a few people. I'm not in college, so I can't meet people that way. And I'm 19, so I can't meet people in bars. Can you guys put your heads together and give me some pointers on how I meet people and make friends? Joel, start a D&D group."
Yeah,
that's a really good... I'm actually... You're joking, but I met a lot of people that way.
Here I'm not joking. I think that would be fun.
Give a call to Dominic and go to church with him sometime.
He just wants to tell you about a friend of his. His name's Jesus.
On the serious, on Justin's first point, there's a website called Meetup. You can use that to find groups of people that have your interests. Maybe not D&D, maybe knitting, maybe scrapbooking. Maybe that's Joel's game.
Mm-hmm.
You can find a group and then and do that thing with them. I wish Joel he had told us what city he was in, and then we could have some MBMBAM, like, friendship connections.
Here's what we'll do. Joel, go to Facebook, go on our appreciation group, put some stats, some things you're into, the city you're into. We'll make that connection.
Height, make weight, that eye color. Basically a Match.com profile, but put it in our Facebook group and then see if you can find any lovers.
People should be using our Facebook group for friendship and love connections.
I know.
I wish more people were doing that. I want by our next show to have at least one piece of verifiable evidence of two kids who found each other on the Facebook group, got together, and fucked.
What kind of verifiable evidence are you looking
Picks.
For? Gary Glitter? Jesus.
Here's one Yahoo answer, also sent to me by Action Allen. Thank you, Action Allen. This one comes from Kyle S. He asks, "I need a list of the most practical kicks."
What?
Oh, just you wait. "I want a list of kicks. All must be practical and where they would land. So far, the obvious ones.
Shit.
Front kick to groin, mid area, head." Sorry. "Side kick to groin, mid area. I personally don't like this one because it's hard to see. Round kick to lower leg, back of knee. All suggestions are welcome."
How about kick to spirit?
Yeah, how about blow to your self-conscious? Hey, listen. Why do you need this list?
Sean?
What are you doing?
Guys, can we get he's got the front, he's got the side, he's got the round. Okay. Can be considered a donkey kick, a back kick, as it's referred to it in some circles, where an assailant comes behind you. You can usually kick the front of their knee or groin area, and that will completely take them out of the fight altogether.
Have you tried a spin kick?
Spin kick's really good. How about
that's the coolest kick you can do.
How about a kick in which the point of your boot goes into their butthole?
A butthole kick. A butthole boot kick. Knocker.
A well-aimed butthole kick.
Have you tried perhaps like a Ryu-style bicycle kick where you fly through the air for 10 seconds and then squeal like a pig?
How about an awesome kick where you literally take their head off in one clean
swing?
Have you tried
that'd be awesome.
The mental kick where you don't actually kick, but they think that you do?
And then what about in 3 days, their stocks crash.
What about the kick where you take your foot off and make the guy smell your foot like in that funny movie?
What's it? The Zohans.
That Zohan movie. That's pretty funny. Do that.
Have you tried a taint kick?
What?
A taint kick where you kick them square in the taint and it lifts them off of the ground and into the air by about 3 feet.
Could I? Whoa, that one's really hard to do. Could I suggest a kick kick, which is where you kick their kick? And disrupt their kick with your kick.
They're mid-kick.
You got to be careful, though, because if you don't time it right, they'll kick your kick, and then you're fucked.
That's a kick, kick, kick. The triple kick, the KKK.
Have you tried a punch kick, which is where you take your shoe off and put it on your hand, and then you punch them with it?
Oh, God.
That's a pretty comprehensive list, I feel.
Yeah, I think that's all the kicks.
Covered.
That's all the kicks I know about, I guess.
What about the junior kick where you kick their kid?
That's sometimes more painful in the long run, I mean.
Oh, crap.
What do you think? One more question before the last question? Or?
Yeah.
You got time for one more?
Yeah.
Griffin, you pick. You pick this time.
This one comes from Allison via Gmail. Okay. I like a sociable, smart, funny, nerdy guy. But I don't know where to find them.
Oh, why'd you pick this one? Weird.
I don't want to show up at a magic game and be laughed out because I'm playing with my merfolk deck and can't remember all of the rules, or be ignored because I'd rather watch someone play the horror games, for example, Fatal Frame 2, so that I can cover my eyes when it gets scary. How do you suggest I go about finding these guys without running into the creepy stalkers on Craigslist? Do they even exist?
Say it.
Griffin, you are fucking adorable. Maybe you can tell me how girls get your attention. Sorry. Okay, well, thanks. Well, thank you. This one was a confidence booster for me. A little pep in my step.
The pep in your step kick is good too.
Yeah, that one hurts really bad.
It's whoa, that has something extra.
He kicked me right in my pep.
Wow, right in the pep.
I will say that in situations like this, I don't think ladies need to use their nerd charm to try and attract fellas, because their usual old feminine wiles will serve them pretty well.
Yeah, I think actually you're going to attract the wrong kind of guy by being outwardly nerdy.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me. Like, here's the thing. The nerdy guys, they already want to go out with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because according to your email, you're pretty.
Yeah.
And they're guys. And also probably lonely. The thing you got to watch out, here's the trick, though. The trick is you got to find the right kind of nerdy guy, because God love him, you may not want to end up. A lot of nerdy guys can be kind of socially retarded, and I don't mean that in the retarded sense. I mean socially retarded, like slow, special,
inept,
just comically inept. Look at our emails. Just pick like the top five from the people who email us every week, and we'll just send
girls.
Them to you.
No kidding.
Yeah, not a
joke. I think the MBMBAM community is a good place for you to cast your proverbial net.
Yeah, that should pan out real good. Just go on our Facebook group and post a picture of yourself and say you're looking to meet guys.
We don't have time to read his question, but we got a question from a gentleman. We've been debating how to pronounce his name. Kahim? K-H-E-M? Lewis?
I think Kim. Just Kim.
Sent us a picture after we mentioned that we got a ton of questions of people who don't know how girls work, and he sent us pictures of himself and his girlfriend, and he looks like a really, like, dope, fresh, like a kind of guy.
Cool guy.
Like a dude I could be best friends with.
Like best friends. And he's he probably would be best friends with you.
He's got himself a cute lady friend. I imagine that Kim Lewis is the norm in our little family that we've built.
That's good. Well, you live in the house of cards and tell me how it works out.
I think he's the coolest.
he's the best of us.
Don't try hitting on Kim, though, because he's got a lady friend.
Kim's not the fan we deserve.
She's a cutie. Also, okay, Allison.
Yeah.
Opposites attract. Be your classy lady that hides from horror games and, you know, shows up with her merfolk deck. I don't know what that means, but...
Well, it's...
You want guys that are attracted to you in a romantic sense and not a friend sense, so you don't have to appeal to their nerdy side. Appeal Griffin to their man side.
Mm-hmm. Griffin, how does a girl get your attention?
She sends me flattering emails over the internet. No, she...
She goes naked day one.
Naked day one.
No, I very much fit into this as you know. I try to put on airs like I'm so cool, but I'm fall into the wow, group of people where that? if a lady walks up to me, is like, "Hey," I'm like, "I love you. I love you. Thank you for giving me this chance. I love you.
I promise that I will take this trust, this sacred trust that you put in me by saying hi." No, but seriously, sir, do you want a grande or a bente?
Do you ask everyone that? Ha 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 ha. Let's go out.
You want to go to Starbucks? Damn it.
Fuck.
We're already at Starbucks. Fuck. I want to hear Griffin's last question, but first I want to tell you fine folks at home how you can get in touch with us if you need advice. You can go Twitter and use the hashtag MBMBAM. We like that one a lot because it helps promote the show. You can go Gmail, mbmbam@gmail.com. You can use FormSpring, which is at formspring.formspring/emails/show.
FormSpring.
If you want the actual link to that, you can go to mbmbam.com where you can find all this jazz.
And, the Utah Jazz.
Also, thank you so much. We've passed 300 ratings on iTunes, and we're approaching 150 reviews. Really great.
Can we
totally appreciate
just have
it.
A
keep
solid
that up.
Minute where we thank everyone for being so great? Like, we missed a week.
Yes.
And people were still, people were hungry for it. And I hope that we can somehow in the future find a way to make up for it.
But please tell somebody you know about the show, because it really does.
That's the only way really that we can spread. Like, we don't have any. We're not advertising or anything. You gotta.
We're gladvertising. The show makes you happy, sure. And then you tell people about it.
Here's what happened. We were going to advertise, and then we watched a lot of Mad Men, and then we just ended up getting drunk.
I can't feel that world.
Being
with
a lot of women.
I can't put money in those misogynist hands.
I would suggest maybe listening to us in your car. Maybe you're doing that right now. Look out! Just kidding. roll all your windows down and just blast it.
Yeah.
And then we'll be like, hey, people on the streets! Download
people on the streets.
Download MBMBAM.
Hey, everybody, look at this fresh car.
This fresh car
you
with
be like
driving
him?
It. He knows what he's doing.
We gave him this car.
Everyone, make sure you check out our Facebook appreciation group. Allison's going to be on there. Joel's going to be on there.
Meeting ladies. Dominic's going to be on there meeting Christian girls. That's what he's into, apparently. But that's the whole podcast. But we want to have something to grow on, something to chew on, something to ponder over the next week, the ensuing week. We promise it won't be a week until the next MBMBAM next Monday. Mm-hmm. So, Griffin, why don't you break us off a slice?
This one comes to us from Yahoo Answers user Chuck Boris, who asks, how many drops of LSD should I give a four-month-old to get her to stop crying?
How am I supposed to reach this?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy. Seven.
And this is my brother and me.
You will never know me.